This video will show the power and flexibility you have in acquiring and monitoring data using RIO Server software and RioTech Instruments VMUs. To show you this capability, right mouse click on the VMU you want to configure, then select Configure Sensor. You can also go to the menu, select Edit, Configure Sensors, and then Acquisition Parameters. Once the Config Sensors dialog pops up, you will see a lot of different options. The first thing we would like to point out is the sensor name field. For this example, I am going to put in Gearbox 1. Like the VMU name field we used when we configured our VMU, the sensor name is very handy when you have an alarm. If an alarm occurred on this sensor, the email would contain the name of the VMU and sensor and would say something like Alarm Report Cooling Tower VMU Gearbox 1, giving you a good idea of what piece of equipment was having an issue. Underneath the sensor name field, we have the setting you would expect to see under acquisition parameters, the first of which is the maximum frequency that will be viewable at this setting. As you can see, we have 8 different settings, from 100 Hz to 20 kHz. Next to the maximum frequency setting is the lines of resolution, under which you have 7 settings, from 100 lines to 6400 lines of resolution. Many analysts like to average several time waveforms together when generating an FFT. The number of averages here allow you to do the same. RIO Server does averaging a little bit differently, in that we do not overlap time waveforms when averaging, which increases total acquisition time of an FFT. The relationship between the FMAX setting and lines of resolution affects the acquisition time. This can be a factor if you are trying to monitor a piece of equipment as often as possible, such as a turbine or compressor. Keep in mind that acquisition time does not include transport time, which can add as much as 40 to 50 seconds if using a cellular radio. To the right of acquisition time is the fixed RPM setting, which can be used in place of a tachometer to estimate orders of running speed so often used by analysts when viewing FFTs. Above the fixed RPM setting is the tach multiplier, which can be used when you are using a tach and you are monitoring a gearbox which might have an RPM different than the tachometer. Down and to the left is the sensor type, which defaults to accelerometer, but which can be used to enable and configure velocity, displacement, and custom sensors. When custom sensor settings is selected, the grayed-out settings, min-max volts, and min-max engineering units become enabled and are configurable. This is handy when you want to use a VMU input to input some process variable, such as temperature. Next to the sensor type is a checkbox that controls the viewability of FFTs and time waveforms when collecting a process variable, which in showing would be of little value. On the other hand, one application where you might want to save the time waveform is if you are monitoring the absolute value of a compressor cylinder. You could use the custom sensor setting, which would allow a pressure sensor to be configured, using the min-max settings, which would allow the pressure value's output to be converted to PSI. By not clicking on the only calculate trends, you would be able to monitor the maximum and minimum and average pressures in the cylinder. Under the sensor type field, you have a field where the calibrated output specification printed on the side of most sensors can be entered, allowing for more precise calibration of vibration energy. RIO Server also has the ability to export vibration data to DMSI's Maintelligence, which would allow you to automatically generate work orders and share exported data, which would become a part of a much more comprehensive plant monitoring system. At the very bottom of this dialog are two options we haven't talked about yet. The first one is Set New Cal Factor. This button controls access to a global variable set at the factory, and under most instances would not be modified by users. But we can make it available in the unlikely event that the calibration would need to be changed. By giving controlled access to this variable, users might avoid sending the unit back for recalibration. On the right side is a button that allows you to go out and check to make sure that all bias voltages are within acceptable limits. This completes the overview of the Configure Sensors dialog. While most of the time you will be opening this dialog to change acquisition parameters of a time waveform, we felt it would be helpful to give you an idea of all the options that are configurable within this dialog. They give users the power and flexibility to monitor the health of just about any piece of equipment in their plant environment. We here at Rheotech Instruments want to thank you for taking the time to view this video and hope you found this tutorial helpful. Please call or email us if you have any questions or comment. Goodbye.